Welcome back to the second episode of the Minority Experience Podcast with the Jordan Innovation Lab. I am one of your hosts, Amina Rahman, here with
Olivia Watson,
Jadisa Herrera,
Aliyah Kailouis,
and Journey Grice.
All right. On this episode, we'll be discussing colorism and whitewashing. For those of you who do not know, colorism is the basically...
It's basically discriminating
against someone based off of their skin tone. Yeah.
So it's one of the, like... deeper subjects of racism. Yeah,
kind of like, oh, if you were of the lighter shade or lighter skin tone, you were more favorable over those of darker skin tones. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how has colorism affected you or those around you?
I would say like a 7.
I would say for me, definitely in elementary school, it was really bad. Like, it might have been like a 9, 10, but now it's like, I really don't. I'm used to it. It's like a 4.
In elementary school, it was like around like 7, but for now, it's like a 4.
For me, during elementary school, it was around 8, and then now I guess it's like a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say for me, it was kind of around, yeah, like an 8 or 9 on top of every like other things as well. Mm-hmm. Probably because I didn't look like everybody else in class, but now I say it's still kind of like a. Like a 6 or a 5?
I think it's interesting that you guys, like, numbers went down as you grew up. Because I feel like mine was low when I was growing up, but I didn't notice it to middle school.
Really?
And then that's when it went up.
I know for me, it was, like, in elementary school, I don't know how I noticed it, but it was always, like, because, you know, elementary school kids are, like, mean. So they're really mean. Mm. So it was a lot of times where I'll be on the playground and they'll say something like, dang, you're dark. Mm. Like, blacky, like, whoa. Like, elementary kids are so mean. There used to be this thing called burnt biscuits at elementary school. Like, why are we calling each other that? Like, and then when I got older, it's like, I didn't really care. Mm-hmm. Of course, I still see it. I still feel it. But it's like, I don't really care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say definitely in elementary, I realized it because I went to predominantly white elementary before I went to a predominantly black elementary. But then it was kind of like, yeah, I can see the difference and everything. And then once I moved to my middle school, it was kind of definitely like we would sit at the lunch table and basically have a competition of who could say the most colorish jokes.
Oh.
So we'd be like, man, you look like when you turn all the lights off in a house. Like, those type of jokes. God. And we would sit there and be like, after a while, we'd be like, why are we doing this to each other? Like,
tragic.
And I also feel like when I was younger, I feel like this had a lot to do with it, like elementary, middle school age. When I was younger, all you would see that was popular was the light-skinned, curly-hair, light-eyes girls. And it was like, that was, I don't want to say a trend because that's how some people looked. Like, that's just how she looks. She can't help that. She's pretty and other people are pretty based on how they look. Mm-hmm. But it was like, that was what everybody liked. So it was like, I don't look nothing like that. So, dang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was known that that was everybody's.
Especially like if you think about it, when we were growing up, because it's like I always say, there's a difference between the group before COVID and the group after COVID, even though we were all in the same, like, you know, age gap, but there's definitely a split. Like, I don't know if y'all remember the Galaxy vests and coats and the Galaxy leggings that were all over Pinterest and, like, the stripes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Those used to be, like, oh, straight hair, thigh gaps, like, all of that. And we'd be all of us sitting there like, well, I don't have none of that stuff over there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pinterest, though, I remember I would look up hairstyles, just like outfits or whatever, and I would type in black girl at the end.
Yeah, I still do it to this day.
Yeah, but the thing that Journey was saying about everyone being light skin, curly hair, whatever, I literally had to type in like dark skin black girl because every picture was just like not relatable.
Mm-hmm. And I think not only to like exclude men in this, because I feel like they go through that too, because it was definitely a time in elementary school where it was like, what was that? What was this? The curly head Monty type.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the boys had to have, like, that.
Yeah,
like,
the little curl.
The little
and the
curl
little
mohawk
like,
thing.
It was all the same thing. And it's not, it's not a trend because that's how that person looked. They can't help that they look like that. Yeah. But it's just what
I think the only, I think where it got worse, because there's nothing wrong with seeing somebody or seeing the way a person dressed and you want to take inspiration from it. But to take their whole, basically their whole identity And then when people try to make other people feel bad because they don't look like this type of person, or those people that fit that category are like, oh, I'm better than you because I look like that and you don't, that's where everything kind of went left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, with the colorism thing, it's, I don't know how it's gotten better for me as I've gotten older, because my, like you said, my number did go down. I don't know if it's because it's just, you know, I've gotten older and matured. Like, I can't pick my skin color. I'm just going to be what I'm going to be, and I'm pretty that way. But I also think as we've gotten older, that issue has been addressed, so they try to include more.
More.
Like, you know, you see now it's going to be all types of skin colors on the billboard.
But I will say, even though we have addressed that issue, if you look at it sometimes, not to be the person that's, like, nitpicking everything, but you can kind of tell that when people say, oh, I'm being diverse, or we're having diverse type of people, they kind of all fit, like, one type of stereotype. Am I the only person that realized that?
What do you mean by that?
Like, okay, say it will be, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I've seen it, though. It'll be, like, a dark-skinned girl, right? And she'll look a certain way. It'll be that, but it will be that same dark-skinned girl, not the exact same one, but, like, somebody that looks exactly like her on another billboard, and it'll be that same exact type of dark-skinned girl, or with the same exact type of brown-skinned girl, as opposed to having five different brown-skinned girls, and they don't look anything alike.
Yeah. It's like it has to look a certain type. Like, you could be dark skin, but you gotta look a certain.
You gotta look a certain type of way to fit the.
But like, I see what you're saying.
Oh, you mean like if someone be like, "Oh, she's too pretty to be a certain color," like, you know.
Kinda.
Oh, yeah, like, let's talk about that. Have you ever had that compliment?
Yeah.
You're pretty to be dark
skin. You're like, pretty for your shade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty. You're pretty brown skin. Like, whoa. Okay. I don't know if that was like.
Like, even if you realize it, like, in the house, it's kind of always those weird compliments, like, oh, you're such a pretty chocolate baby. Stop addressing me as food. I'm a human, man. Stop it. I don't want to be a, I don't want to be your brown chocolate muffin.
Yo.
I want to be I want to be me. I'm fighting for my life over here, okay? Like, please.
So something I wanted to add on was that even now in high school, actually, they're like, you're like too pretty to be Guatemalan, like, because they have a certain idea of Guatemalans, you know. And I feel like Guatemala isn't really as known as Mexico. So it's like people, like, I feel like people that don't know about, I have, well, any race, actually, they're like, oh, you're Mexican. And I'm like, no, I'm not Mexican. I'm Hispanic. I'm a Latina, but I'm not Mexican. And they're like, oh, but isn't it the same thing?
No.
And I'm like, of course, it isn't. It really isn't.
I remember, I'm not going to lie, when I was younger, I've had to have that talk. When I was younger, I had to have that talk with one of my Hispanic friends, because I was like, oh, there was somebody who was actually Mexican. I was like, oh, yeah, they're Mexican like you. She was like, stink. I'm not from Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm from El Salvador. And I was like, oh, what is that? Like, I didn't know. So
that's understandable, because there's a difference between actually not knowing and just being blatantly ignorant. Like,
but I feel like in high school, you should
that's what I'm saying. Like, people say, oh, you're a high schooler, they're still learning. At some point, we got to take accountability for things that we say and we do. Because if everybody says, oh, you guys are becoming young adults, then hold us accountable like young adults. So if I say, oh, man, you're Mexican, and I keep calling you that, and you're like, I'm not Mexican, at some point, I'm being disrespectful, so I have to be held accountable.
And like I said, people have an idea of Guatemalans, right? They have Guatemalans as tanner, and they don't, whenever they see me, they're like, oh, I thought you were Salvadoran, or like, oh, I thought you were Mexican, or even when I talk, they're like, I didn't know you were Guatemalan, like, you don't sound nothing like a Guatemalan. And I'm like, how are they supposed to sound, like, is there supposed to be a specific accent? Is there supposed to be something that identifies me as Guatemalan? You know? So that makes me kind of like, if people don't know, I understand, you know? Because I might also confuse people, you know, like, oh, like, I might think they're from somewhere, but at the same, so I respect that too. Like, if they tell me like, oh, I didn't know, then obviously I'm not going to get
pressed about it. But if you're constantly like, oh, those are your group of people, and you're like, yo, what do you even mean by that?
Yeah.
I want to add something to go with that colorism, like, what we were talking about. So, like, we were talking about how it's always the lighter shade. Usually, not usually with colorism, all the time. Like, that's what it is. The definition is you're lighter, so you're better. A lot of times, I wanted to ask, do you think that would make people who are of darker complexion kind of like the lighter complexion that's being liked, if that makes sense. Basically, like, whitewash. Like, acting a type of way because you're not that complexion, so you're going to act like the stereotype of that complexion.
I will say that.
You think that, like, goes together?
That kind of, that does, because it happens sometimes, because the whole reason we have colorism and things of that nature is because it stemmed from the people of, you know, the white folks. Because they deemed the people who were lighter to be better than the people that were of darker complexions. Yeah. So they said, here's the stereotype of the way you have to fit and the way you have to act as a lighter toned person. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to them being like, oh, no, we're all, you know, we all black around here, or we're all, you know, the same around here. Mm-hmm. I act different, or I act higher than what I am because these people over here have deemed me better than you.
Or it's like when they see like a black classy woman, they'd be like, oh, you're acting white, or you're acting like something.
You're acting like you want to be one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they'll say, or they'll say like, oh, if she act like this as a as a light skinned woman, it'd be even better.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted to wonder, like, what deems somebody as being whitewashed? Because it's like, what if that's just what that person likes? You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of things that people think are white.
Whitewashed, yeah.
White, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I like that. Does that mean I'm white? No. Just means I like that.
Yeah, because I think we tend to get, sometimes we take a word and we just run with it. And we don't really understand it. Whitewashing to me is when you kind of favor one group of people, that group of people, more than your actual people, and you don't acknowledge like what they are, history with them, and you're like, oh no, these are my people, this is my group, you know, and there's nothing wrong with having white friends. I have white friends, you know, I'm cool, but like, and there are certain things that are considered white that I like doing, but I'm not gonna, that's never gonna take me away from saying like, yo, no, these are my brothers and sisters over here.
I feel like whitewashing is such a bad term to use, because especially if it's coming from someone else who's in your race, and they're like, oh, like, you talk too proper, you do this, and da-da-da.
So it's like you're
going into the stereotypes of what people already think, like, oh, you have to be, like, just like basic stereotypes.
Yeah. Or like they'd be like, oh, a black person should act, or a black woman should act ghetto. Like,
they can't, you can't act like that. If you're
proper, you're whitewashed.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We take words and we just run with them. And sometimes we use those same words as insults, because we sometimes, as people, we have this crab in a bucket mentality where we don't want to see those people get out of that bucket. We want to keep them with us, and we're like, oh, if you go and buy you a new 5-story house, you're supposed to bring everybody with you, and if not, you're acting like those people, you're forgetting your people. And it's like, no, I kind of just am getting tired of fitting those stereotypes.
And to be honest, I feel like I wanted to challenge what you were talking about, the definition of whitewash. I feel like the definition of whitewashing something is, the only way I can like say it is in an example. Basically the exact same thing you were saying. It's like erasing something that happened, like erasing something and replacing it with white culture.
Yeah.
So for example, like the story of Columbus, that was whitewashed.
Yeah.
Because it's like they made history books paint out the picture that Columbus was a good man, when in reality he wasn't. But they did that because, you know, he was white. They like whitewashed it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
they,
what I was.
They water something down to better them.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you know, erasing our part, and you're just like, erasing. Oh yeah, everything that they say is true. Everything that they're, you know.
Yeah, and it's like I feel like when using that for to describe how a person is, I feel like that's like, I don't agree with it, because it's like what about me has to be whitewashed? You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing about me that's white when I'm not white. You
because
know what
the
I mean?
Whole point, like, the just... whole point to say a black person is whitewashed or a Hispanic person is whitewashed is when you look at them and you say, hey, you're not in touch, quotation marks, in touch with your culture and your people. Mm-hmm. So you're whitewashed
but
now.
But who's in touch with their culture and people? Like, who, like, you know what I mean? Like, what person can really truly say, a lot of people can, but I'm saying, like, what, it's hard to pick out people who really are in touch with their culture, because in America, nobody knows, not a lot of people know well, you know, like...
No, no, no. I was going to say, what you were saying, though.
Their culture. Like, I don't know. I just know that I was born in Texas. Like, there's nothing... That's not... You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't have, like, a cultural thing to go back to.
To go be like, yeah, yeah.
I just know that I'm black. My skin color's black. I could be mixed with five other things. Yeah. I don't know that. And I don't... There's nothing for me to go back and get in touch with that. So what culture am I trying to... You know what I mean?
No, but I don't mean... Like, don't take it as culture. I mean, oh, you're of, I don't know, Hispanic descent, yeah, or culture as in, like we say, the American culture or the black culture. Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically, when they're like, oh, you don't act like the stereotypical black American, so you're not in touch with your culture, basically. Yeah.
But then saying that, that backtracks, because then you're stereotyping white people. Because it's like all white people act like that. And then you're saying, oh, white people, you're like feeding into the stereotype they give us, because if a woman talks proper, oh, they're whitewashed.
Yeah.
Another thing,
I just talk right, like
you know, like I just am grammatically correct.
Oh Lord, I don't got no storage.
You walking around here like me now.
So that is like, is what music you listen to, what clothes you wear. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, oh my for God, sure. I've seen so many
the way you
videos.
Style your hair, the way you wear your nails. Yes.
Yeah. It's so. Ugh.
Oh, and
the ugh is crazy.
Also, us, like, between, like, how can I say it? Like, between Latinos, like, we are, like, I have this thing, right? Like, that, well, I've, like, been trying to, like, you know, accept people and, like, not accept people, but, like, you know, like, understand them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, like she said, I don't know where you come from. I don't know where you're from, right? You can look. There's some people that look like a Latina, right? But they're not.
Yeah, they're not at all.
Fully Latina, or they're not Latina at all. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you don't know, like, you don't know people's, like, background. Mm-hmm. Or you don't know, sometimes you don't even know what people's race is. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes us as humans, like, we judge or we just start thinking stuff because we're human, and that's completely normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But disrespect is something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. There's some things that you're just gonna, like, being human is gonna make you...
You're susceptible to mistakes.
Yeah, to mistake. Like how I was talking about when I was younger. I didn't know that. I just knew that, they both speak Spanish. They both, you know, they...
Yeah, but now that you
Mexican,
do know, you're...
But now I know, I'm exactly. Like, oh, no, that's not true. That's not right.
And also, like I said, between Latinos, like, some people, when you have the confidence, it's like, we're, like, rough. Well, I think that can be with anybody, right? But, like... When you have confidence with each other, or like you're confident with one another, it's like you start saying comments like, you know, that are like
comments you wouldn't say to a person you don't know. Like those kind of, like, you get close to somebody and you make kind of those underhanded jokes and stuff like that. Like, you know, and I would say sometimes as black people, we get comfortable with each other and we'll do certain things that are uncomfortable to each other. And we'll be like, hey, like, when I was messing with Journey's hair, I asked, I said, Journey, can I touch your hair first? Mm-hmm. Because what if I just went and touched her hair? And she was like, yo, I don't want to be touched by you.
Yeah,
like, it's those things.
Like, we talk about how other races do that, but then
sometimes we do it to each other.
Like how I was saying with the stereotype thing. Like, we hate when people
dumb
us down.
But we do it to
down,
everybody else.
But we dumb people in our community down because they're whitewashed, quote unquote. Like, they're, because they don't act like us. But we just said that we don't like being in boxes and... People telling us that we gotta act this type of way, but we're telling the other people in our community to act a type of way. Like, it's just, it doesn't.
Because, like I said, it's that crab in a bucket mentality. I don't want to see you succeed. I don't want to see you get better.
Yeah.
So if you start acting like people that we deem as successful,
yeah,
then you're no longer one of us now, because you have to be stuck here with us and fitting all of our stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why, like, I'll say, don't fit. Do not fit that stereotype. Mm-hmm. Do not become the stereotype that everybody wants us to be. Yeah. Because then when people start putting you in that stereotype, you're going to get upset about it.
Ooh.
Because you fit it.
I have a question. Do y'all think that whitewash, like what people call as whitewashing, do y'all think whitewashing is a form of cultural appropriation?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
that
it.
That whitewashing is
that
cultural,
like,
appropriation?
Like, people, like, you know how we were talking about the definition of whitewashing in, you know, like, the social aspect of it. You know, like a black person acting white or whatever they say. Do you think that is a, like a, cultural appropriation. Do you think that's a cultural appropriation? Because let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, really. Okay. If a white person were to come and act, quote-unquote, like how we were saying, act white, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, act black, it would be cultural appropriation.
Yeah, that's why I said...
So, is whitewash cultural appropriation?
Yeah, okay, wait, okay. Here's why I'll say this, right?
I don't know. That's why I asked y'all.
Okay, so I was... Now that I'm thinking about it, I will say... Okay, let me explain it, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's something like the saying, you are the exception to the rule, mm-hmm. right? My father went to a Catholic school mm-hmm. filled with white kids. Like, my grandpa paid for him to go to Catholic school, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So he didn't go to a public school with you know, black kids. Mm-hmm. So now he's the white person in that group. He's been whitewashed because he went to Catholic school with the white kids mm-hmm. and not there with, you know, with us. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the, oh, if you act like this, you're them, but if they act like us, it's not okay. And I think that's so stupid because we deem them to be the highest standard of how we're supposed to be in life. Oh, if you, like we always say, oh, you got white people money now. What? I just don't, I got money. That's it. It doesn't matter. I don't got white people money. I don't got black people money. I don't got Hispanic people money. I don't got Italian people money. I just got money. I got money to pay for my family. I got money to pay for myself.
Yeah. But and the thing is, like, they categorize.
We got you.
Yeah. They categorize things into things being accepted, I guess.
By them.
Yeah, by them, basically.
Hmm. Okay, wait. To Journey's question, I don't know if that makes sense. I would say... No, mm-hmm. but I have some examples.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I would say no because I feel like the things that make you whitewash are just basic human things, at least from, like, what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, like, the music you listen to, what kind of clothes you wear, all that. Mm-hmm. Something I would consider cultural appropriation is, like, there was a big thing a couple years ago about, like, Halloween costumes mm-hmm. and when people would wear, like traditional, like, Native American attire yeah. as, like, a Halloween costume without knowing the history, or when people would wear, like, leis and stuff, but also without knowing, like, the history behind that.
Yeah. Mm.
So I feel like that's something I would consider mm-hmm. cultural appropriation, but being whitewashed just because you wear something or, like,
listen to something.
What I'm you're saying educated is, like, not...
Is, like... Oh, what you said, I definitely agree with, like...
Oh, absolutely.
That's the definition of cultural appropriation. But it's been times where I've seen on the internet, at least, like, on TikTok and Instagram and stuff, mm-hmm. where a white person would listen to rap, mm-hmm. dress like they listen to rap, mm-hmm. they, like, talk urban, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, that's cultural appropriate. They're, you know what I mean? Like, a mm-hmm. lot of people be like, that's cultural appropriation. So can we turn back?
And be like, and what say, we're doing.
What is what we're doing cultural appropriation? Or can we not, should we not, I feel like we shouldn't even call that cultural appropriation because, like, how you were saying, that's just what the person likes to listen to. Mm-hmm. That's how they like to dress and that's how they yeah. talk. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then a yeah. lot of people try to say, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, a lot of people try to say, oh, it's different because they're forcing it. Mm-hmm. So was the black girl forcing the way she spoke? I don't, you know what I mean?
No, like, I can see if you, like, if you grew up one way, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying an example. Like, you grew up one way and you kind of forced yourself to change, in a sense. Like, okay, say...
But is that forcing? Because that just might be the way they like to do things.
No, listen, though. I'm trying mm-hmm. to, say, like, say you... Everybody know you act a certain way. Like, this is actually what you enjoy, right? Mm-hmm. You enjoy certain things. You enjoy going certain places. And then you kind of... You force yourself to go and change in a certain way. I'm trying to explain mm-hmm. it in a way that you guys will understand, mm-hmm. where it's like, all right, now that's kind of forced.
I feel like
okay, oh. I'm sorry. So say you're with a group of friends, right? And you absolutely hate everything this group of friends is doing, but you never say anything. And, like, you force yourself to act like them, or you force yourself to like the same things they do as opposed to not. Basically, I guess in a sense, you could say not having any individuality. That's like that's kind of forcing it. But say if you're a white person who grew up around a bunch of black people, or you grew up in a neighborhood, or you're a white or you're a black person who grew up with, you know, you going to PWIs and things like that, that's not forcing it. That's just what you were raised around. So you become accustomed to those type of, to that culture, to that environment. That's not forcing it.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like it's like a nature versus nurture thing. Like, mm-hmm. if you grew up around it, mm-hmm. obviously, that's all you know. Like, if that's the environment you're in, you're going to act like that because those are your role models. Yeah. But I think sometimes there is a point where people force it mm-hmm. when you know. Like,
yeah.
Wait, guys. Do you think we should do, like, a part two of this? Because it's so deep. Like, we're talking deep into it.
Oh. Episode two, part one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's always been, like, a interesting thing for me. Because it's like, we do a lot of pointing.
Yeah, if that finger makes point.
Sense. Finger point. Like, okay, that's wrong with that white person. Did. That's wrong with that light-skinned person. Did. That's wrong yeah. with that person. Did. But it's like, okay, we low-key doing the same thing.
Yeah, because it's like
yeah, because it's like stuff like, I don't know. Like, things that are popular for quote-unquote white people, we do
something,
and it's like
yeah.
okay, but if a white person went back and did that, we would give them a side eye.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, there are certain things where that I guess we could say we're accustomed to seeing our own people do, and if we see somebody who's not our people, especially if, like, going back to what was the first topic, like
being colorism.
Colorism being a minority,
you mean from episode one.
Yeah, like yeah. even those two topics, when I say, for me, if I see somebody that is, you know, not one of our folks or whatever, and they kind of do something that was frowned upon by them, then I kind of give them the side eye. Mm-hmm. Like, if one of them came outside with sister locks and for the longest journey couldn't get a job with sister locks, then I'm
see,
on you.
See, that's different.
Then I'm on you.
Because that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah.
That's cultural appropriation. I'm talking about when we do things where it's like...
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a difference. If I saw that and it was frowned upon because of them, then I'm giving you the side
yeah.
eye.
Yeah.
But if you're like, yo, man, I like me some fried chicken and mashed potatoes or whatever. Or
that's
I,
what I'm saying.
Or
yeah.
I like hanging out with the gang, too. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's just a thing you like to do because you're a person. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that was frowned upon by you or by us and right. we go out there and do it, okay, now I can give you the side eye. Like I always hear, you can point the finger at somebody, but you have three fingers coming back at you. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing as well?
Mm-hmm. I think our ancestors have a lot to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. definitely.
Because they grew up with the idea as well. Like, oh, yeah. if you are Hispanic, if you are black, you cannot do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you have and, to act a type of way.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. back then, they were even more strict.
Oh, who are you yes. telling? You got to fit our box. That's yes. it. That's the end all be all. Be in our box.
Uh-huh. Because even my grandmother is like that. Uh-huh. She's like very like, oh, like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's not from our people.
Yeah. you're not supposed to be doing that. Only, like, let's say an example. Only Native people do that from mm-hmm. our country. Only Mayan people do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we come from Mayans and everything. Our ancestors might be Mayans. We don't know. I have family that, like, let's say for one, my great-grandpa was German.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, I have family from different places.
Mm-hmm.
I probably do have ancestors that were Mayans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't know that. So right. it's like, they grew me up knowing that I'm from Guatemala, and I might have, you know, Mayan blood. More likely I do.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was born here and raised here does yeah. not mean anything, you know? Like, my mom still tells me, like, look at your skin color. Look at your eyes. Look at your hair. They're not the same as...
No.
You know, yeah. So I'm like, okay, like, for one point, like, she's right, right? But I feel like our ancestors have a lot to do with it because, like I said, they were really strict and correct back then. They were, like, how do I say, like, close-minded,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I think that's how our parents grew up and our grandparents, our parents, and now that's how they're raising us.
Okay, back to the colorism conversation. This is the last thing, which is like a school example. When we were talking about colorism, I remember I was talking to my mom, like, over the summer about senior assassin. And basically, senior assassin is you get water guns and you have a target and you have to shoot them with the water to move on to the next round and you win. And she was like, you're not doing that. And I was like, why? And she was like, do you know how that would look? A dark skinned girl walking around Durham,
what a,
pulling
yeah.
something out of her back. Like, she's yeah. like, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but everyone else is doing it. And she's like, you're not everyone else. Like, it's gonna look bad, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, okay, like, you're being overdramatic. I was thinking about it. And I was like, it's some,
yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I'll look outside when I'm driving and I'll see, like, you know, people out there just, you know, running around the street, just having fun. And I'm like, yo, that'd be so cool to do. Like, just a group of my friends.
Yeah.
We all out. But then I'm like, it hits me. Yo, you got a bunch of black girls walking down the street at like 8 o'clock at night. That's not good. And it's bad, right? Because you're like, yo, we're kids. Why can't we just go have fun? But we get reminded of these things in life, whether it be from our parents or whether it be from our friends. And we're like,
I see it that way because, you can go.
You sure?
Yeah.
And I was about to say, and I feel like that's a lot of the time. I know with my parents, they've sat down and explained this to me, why they have a problem so much with black kids, quote unquote, being quote unquote whitewashed, because like how you were saying, it was times where this was deemed bad from them, but now you're going back and doing stuff that they do, and my parents had sat down and told me and was like, that's just, they're not saying you can't like certain stuff, but it's like, don't get too accustomed to doing stuff like that, trying to do stuff like that, because remember, you're not that.
Yeah.
Like how Liv was saying, it's cool. You like what you like. Like, my parents weren't telling me, don't listen to what you want to listen to. Don't dress like how you want to wear.
But be safe about it.
But remember, you're not that. So when people who can go out and shoot water guns and carry and pull them out like that, like they're real guns in the street, and it not look bad, remember that you are this
like,
color, and it's going to look a type of way. That's why I feel like people have so much to say about being quote unquote whitewashed, and then that grows into, oh, well, since you like that music, you're whitewashed. Yeah. Like, that's not the definition.
And it's bad because you think about it, like, say we like, yeah, we're going to go do that, but think about how bad that could go for all five of us. We're just, and they like, bop, that's it right there. That's the end for you. Now our parents are like, I told that child not to do that. Like, think about how many, like, I know we've all done it. We went to the store somewhere and we had to literally walk out with our receipt like this. Like, yeah, I paid for it. Yeah, this is my receipt. Because next thing you know, you go, hey, can I check your bag? Why? When I just saw, you worrying about me stealing the Snickers, I just saw this dude put a turkey in his butt bag. And you checking me. I've seen it. I literally saw one of those kids steal something, and he, where's your receipt? Are you serious? Yeah. You've seen me literally come in here with my parent. Where's your receipt? Get out of my face, man.
Go ahead and end this out, though. Yes. It's getting long.
This has been the Minority Experience Podcast with the Jordan Innovation Lab. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you guys next time.
With?
Bye. Oh, bye. Y'all know who we are. Bye.